Beginning the Mishnah, Samachas on the base. Amos Amevi Imai Chagiga. When do you bring a carbon Chagiga together with the carbon Pesach? Now, like we'll see in the Gemara, there was two Chagigas that were brought in conjunction with Pesach. There was one Chagiga, which was the Chiv Chagiga that one has to bring on every Yontif. All Shadosh Regalim, there's a Chagiga which is brought on Yontif itself, which the Gemara is going to refer to as the Chagiga Tezvav, the Chagiga that's brought on the 15th of Nisan, the first day of Yontif. And then there was another Chagiga, which was the Chagigas Yudalid, which was brought on Erev Pesach to be eaten that night, Pesach night, together with the Karban Pesach. So our Mishnah says, Amos Amevi Imay Chagiga, Chagiga Imay, when was the Chagiga brought, the Chagigas Yudalid brought together with the Karban Pesach? Bizman Shubo Bechoyl, when Erev Pesach was a weekday, B'tahara, and the people were tar, meaning even though we learned before that a Karban Pesach is brought B'tumma, but the Chagiga that comes with it is only brought when it's coming B'tahara, not when it comes B'tumma. Uvimuot, when there's not enough meat from the Karban Pesach that everybody in the group should be able to eat the Karban Pesach ala seiva, so that's why they brought this extra Karban Chagiga, so they should eat that first to supplement them, and then they'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach ala seiva. However, bizman shuba b'shabbos, if the Karban Pesach is being brought on Shabbos, meaning Erev Pesach is Shabbos, b'meruba, or there's enough meat in the Karban Pesach itself, u'betumah, or it's coming betumah, so then emevin imay chagiga, so then the chagiga does not come along with the Karban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, chagiga hoisabah min atzayinu min habakor. This chagiga yudalid is able to be, whether it's tzayin, sheep, or whether it's bakar, even cattle, meaning the Karban Pesach has to be dafka tzayin, it's either a sheep or a goat, but this is not a Karban Pesach, it's a regular shlomim, and therefore it could be whether it's tzayin, whether it's bakar, mina kvasim u'nizim, that which it could be tzayin, could be either type of tzayin, whether it's kvasim or whether it's izim, mina zcharim u'mina kevis, and again, unlike the Karban Pesach that has to be dafka male, this one is like a regular shlomim, and therefore could be whether it's a zecharim or whether it's nekevis. V'necheles l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. And another difference, this is a regular shlomim, since it's a regular shlomim, it's eaten with the normal time frame of a shlomim, which is 2 days and a night, as opposed to the Karban Pesach, which is only eaten that night, and by the next morning, it's already nicer. Says the Gemara, my tana, the katoni tana, the katoni chagiga. What is the tana mentioned until now, that all of a sudden we start speaking about Chagiga? We start saying, when do you bring a Chagiga? We weren't discussing the Chagiga before. Until now we were discussing the Karban Pesach. So what did we say that all of a sudden we switch gears and we start talking about when do you bring the Chagiga? Says the Gemara, since the previous Mishnah told us how there are certain things that even though the Karban Pesach itself is Lecha Shabbos, but there are certain things regarding the Karban Pesach that are not Lecha Shabbos, like carrying it or bringing it from out of the Tchum, the Katani Nami Chagiga to Leidach Shabbos. So on that note, our Mishnah continues and says there are other things that are also, even though they come in conjunction with the Karban Pesach, but they're not Lecha Shabbos, like the Karban Chagiga, the Chagiga Tzidawit, is not Lecha Shabbos. The Hoki Karma, this is what the Mishnah means to say, say, a Mosai Mevi Nimei Chagiga, because when do you bring the Chagiga, Bezman Shibo B'chol B'tahara B'mur, only when it comes on a weekday, when it comes B'tahara, and when it comes that there's not enough meat. However, if you're missing any of these conditions, including that it's not a weekday, you wouldn't bring it. So from here we see that the Chagiga is not Lecha Shabbos. Om Ravashi, on that says Ravashi, Shmami, no. From here we see Chagigas Abba also Lav Chayvehi. That which you bring the Chagigas Abba Osir, it's not a Choyf. The Yisal Kedaita Choyfahi, because if you would say that it is a real Choyf, that the Torah was Machai, what would be the source we're going to see soon in the Gemara? But if you're going to say it's a real Choyf, that the Torah was Machai, that every person has to bring, or every Chabura has to bring, a Chagigas Yedalin, Tasi B'Shabbos, so then it should be like any other carbon that is a choik, that has a set, a choif that has a set time, and it should be Doicha Shabbos. V'Tasi M'Meruba. And even if there's enough meat in the Karban Pesach itself, who cares? It's a choif, it should have to come regardless. V'Tasi B'Tumah, and again, the same way it's Doicha Shabbos, it should Huad B'Doicha Tumah. So from all this, we see that it's not a choif. So if that's the case, when they do bring it b'miut, when they don't have enough meat, so what's the reason that it comes? So like we explained in the Mishnah, k'netanya, chagiga haba ima pesach necheles tchila, the chagiga that comes in conjunction together with the Korban Pesach is eaten first, k'dei shei pesach nechel ha'aseiv, in order that the Korban Pesach should be eaten ha'aseiv. I mean, there's a halacha that the Korban Pesach should be eaten ha'aseiv, that by the time you finish with eating of the Korban Pesach, a person should be satisfied, a person should reach the level of sviya. So if there's not enough meat in the Korban Pesach itself, that every person in the Chabura should reach that level, so they brought a Korban Chagiga first, in order that they should eat that meat first, and then by the time they come to the Korban Pesach, it will be eaten ha'aseiv. V'necheles l'shnei yomim. According to the Tan of our Mishnah, this chagiga was eaten like any other shlomim for 2 days and a night. Says the Gemara, "Mas nisin leivke ben teima." Our Mishnah is not like the Shita ben teima. The Tanya ben teima oimer chagiga abam haPesach, the chagiga that comes together with the Korban Pesach, areihu kePesach. It's just like the Korban Pesach. Ve'inin necheles el liyam v'laylo. Just like the Korban Pesach itself is only in that day of the 14th. Well, you can't eat it by day, but its man is that day, the 14th, v'laylo, and the night of the 15th. But by the morning, it becomes nicer. So hu adin, the chagigas yedalot is only in liyam v'laylo, is only in on the 14th and that night. But by the time the next morning, it's already nicer. However, v'chagigas chamisha, also the regular chagiga that you bring on the 15th, the chagiga of Yom Tiv, that one is a regular shlomim, and necheles the shnei yom v'layla echad, it's eaten for 2 days and a night. Chagigas arba also yoytzi bo mishum simcha, the chagigas yudalid, Rashi points out, which is going to be really Tamal's Gemara, that even if you didn't bring it for whatever reason on yudalid, it was left over and you didn't end up shechting it, and you shechted it on Yom Tov itself, so then, Yoytze Bo Mishum Simcha, if one would shecht it on Yom Tov and eat it on Yom Tov, he could be Yoytze with this carbon, his chiyuv of Simcha on Yom Tov, of Shalmi Simcha. However, in Yoytze Bo Mishum Chagiga, he cannot be Yoytze the chiyuv of Chagiga's Tezvav, the Chagiga of Yom Tov, with this carbon that he shechted. And the reason is, we have a klal, Kol davar shebechoyva ein ba ela min achulin. Anything that you have a chayv to bring, for example, a karma chagiga, cannot come from something that's already hektish. It has to come dafka from chulin. You can't pay up your chayv with hektish. You have to use chulin to fulfill your chayv. Therefore, since chagigas tezvav, the chagiga of Yom Tov, is a chayv, you're mechuyv to bring every Yom Tov a karma chagiga. You can't fulfill it by bringing behemoths that are already hektish. You can't be yoytze with meiser behemoth money, with meiser behemoth animals, with meiser sheni money, and who adin. You can't use a shlomim that was hooked from before. Afal pikein, one could use this shlomim that was hooked from before, and be yoytze is chiyuv of shalmei simcha. Why is that? We have the same rule, o davar shebechoyv, Teretz is on there. Rashi quotes a Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga darshins the rabbis call mini simcha l'simcha, that any meat of any type of carbon, it's even a carbon chayiv, it's a special gzeiros hakasev, that one could fulfill his chiyuv of simcha with any meat of any kachim, and even though normally we have a rule of davar shebechoyv, this is an exception to the rule. So therefore, this chagigas yedal that was left over and you shechted on Yom Tov, you could be yaitze with it your chiyuv of simcha, but you cannot be yaitze your chiyuv of chagiga of chagigas Yom Tov with that carbon. My time of the ben teima. What's the svar of ben teima who says that the chagigas yedalid is only eaten for a day and a night? K'demasni Rav l'chiyuv rei, like Rav taught his son chiya, lo yolin labayker zeva chag haposak. The pasuk says lo yolin labayker zeva chag haposak. So this word chag seems to be extra, and therefore we darshan zeva chag ze chagiga. The zeva chag means the carbon chagiga haposak, and then the word haposak is kesh mashmoy, is like the simple pshat, the carbon pesach. And on both of them, Amar Rachmana, the Torah is saying lo yolin, they cannot be left over to the morning. So we see that not only the carbon pesach is only nechal v'yom v'layla, not anymore, but the carbon chagiga that comes together with it, the chagiga yidal, it is also only eaten v'yom v'layla, not anymore. Now, according to this, Taisus over here understands, even though there's a Taisus earlier in our Masechta on Daf Nates that says differently, but many Rishonim say based on our Gemara that since it comes from a pasuk according to Ben Teima, it would taka be a chiyuv. So according to Ben Taima, not like the way it's said in our Mishnah, but the Chagigas Yedal would have to come even B'Toma and even B'Shabbos and even B'Merubah, because it would be a real Chiv as he dashes from this Pasuk. Iboilu. So now the Gemara has Shaila. The Ben Taima, according to this sheet of Ben Taima, who's Makish, the Karban Chagiga, the Chagigas Yedalit, to the Karban Pesach, Nechelet Sli and Nechelet Sli. Is it eaten roasted, the same way the Karban Pesach has to be eaten dafka roasted, and the meat can't be prepared any other way? So maybe who had in the Karban Chagigas Yedalit has to be dafka roasted, and Nechelet Sli. Or there's no halacha that it has to be dafka roasted. Kiyach Shalachmon Pesach, do we say that which the Torah was Makish to a Karban Pesach Lelina is only for the sheer Lina that it becomes nicer the next morning? Avol Tzliba Legabi, any other halachas, how it must be eaten loy, the Torah didn't mean to be makish the two together. Adom Leshnah, or maybe across the board, the Torah was makish it, and this chagiga has to be eaten dafka roasted. Toshima, the Mishnah says later on in the end of our Masechta, when it goes through the Mamashtana, the way they had it in those days in the Beis HaMikdash, so one of the questions that the son asked was, Halayla Hazeh Kulei Tzli. On all other nights, we can eat meat prepared in any other way. Tonight, we have to eat meat that's only roasted. So the question is, why is all the meat roasted? There was other karbanos, the karban chagigas yedala didn't have to be roasted. So how could the kids say, halayla hazeh, kulei tzli? Ra'al Rav Chista, so on that, Rav Chista explains, Zutiv Ben Taima. Teretz is, because that mission over there is the Shita of Ben Taima, who says that the chagigas yedala is hukash to the karban pesach, and therefore it's taka kulei tzli. So Shema Amino, we see from there that according to Ben Taima, it has to be eaten dafka roasted in no other way. Iboilu. The Ben Taima bomin abakar or ain't a bomin abakar. According to Ben Taima, that is again makish the chagigas yedal to the Karban Pesach. So are we going to go a step further and say that it isn't like a Karban Pesach, that it cannot come from bakar, or maybe not? Maybe that much it's not hukash for Karban Pesach, and it could be and you could bring it like a regular shlomim even from Bakar. Similarly, Baman on a Kavis, the end of Baman on a Kavis, if you want to bring the Chagigas Yedalit, a female animal, are you able to do that or no? Maybe it's like the Karban Pesach that it has to be dafka a male. Are you able to bring one that's in its second year? Or is it dafka like a Karban Pesach, which has to be specifically in its first year and it can't be any older? So do we say, regarding all these shaylas, kiyak shirachmal lepesach, that which the Torah was makash, the chagigas yedala to the Karban Pesach, lemidi de achila, only legabi the ways you eat it, the zman that you eat it, the way you eat it as far as cooking is concerned, aval chol mili, but legabi everything else, loy, the Torah was never makash it. Or maybe not, the Torah was makash it even for the other halachas, even the type of carbon. And therefore, it has to be dafka tzayin and dafka zachar and maybe dafka ben shana. Toshima, we have a verse that says chagiga abama pesach harika pesach. The chagiga that comes together with the Karban Pesach has the same halachas as a Karban Pesach. Therefore, baman atzayin and baman abakar has to be dafka tzayin, not bakar. Baman aschar and baman on the kavis has to be dafka male, not female. Baba shnosai has to be within its first year. Ve'ein baba shnei shanim and can't be in its second year. And it could only be eaten for a day and a night, not like a regular shalom, 2 days and a night. It could only be eaten roasted. And it could only be, just like the Karban Pesach, could only be eaten by the people who are counted in the group. So to the Chagigas Yedala, it could only be eaten for those people of the group that can't be eaten for anybody else. So, Mav Shamalei the Islei HaSvara, who's the Tana that holds of this Svara that Karban Pesach is only Nechel? The Karban Chagigas Yedalit is only Nechel Liyom V'Layla, and it's only Nechel Sli Ben Taima. That's the Shita Ben Taima. And he added in all these other things. It's only a Zachar, it's only Tzayin, it's only Bashnasa. So, Shmamina Kulam Elzabina and Shmamina. So, we see from here that Ben Taima Taka required all these things. Iboilu, next Shailu. The Ben Taima, according to Ben Taima, Yeshba Mishum Shira Setzem, or Yemba Mishum Shira Setzem. That which the Torah was Makish, the Chagigas Yedalit too, the Karban Pesach, so does it have the same Isser of breaking bones of that carbon, just like a Karban Pesach has an Isser of not to break the bones? Or maybe not. Do we say, even though the Torah was Makish the Chagigas Yidalat of Korban Pesach, Omakra, nonetheless, the Torah said, boy, it says by the Korban Pesach, Ve'etzem le'sish b'ru, boy, you cannot break in it, a miut, a bone. So that tells us, boy, dafka in the Korban Pesach, there's an Isra Shriya Sesam Liba Chagigah, but coming to exclude that not in the Chagigah. I don't more, maybe not. Hi, boy, because of Liba Pesach, maybe Hudasa. Maybe the boy is coming to say, dafka kosher Korban Pesach, but once the Korban Pesach is possible, there's no Isra to break the bones anymore. And that's what the boy is coming to buy. But maybe the Chagigah Yudalit, according to Ben Taimah, Taka has an Isra Shriya Sesam. Toshima. Sakin shenimtzes barbaaser. If you find in Yerushalayim on the 14th of Nisan a knife, a shechita knife, and you don't know if it's tar or tamei, shechet b'miyad. You could assume that it's tar and you could use it to shecht right away, because any knife that is roy for shechita, the owner would have been made sure to be metarit already yesterday. Because since it needs harish shemesh, it's not tar until sundown. So no one would take it to the mikvah on the 14th, because then it wouldn't be ready to be used on the 14th for shechita. So the mistama took care of it already on the 13th. And Rashi speaks out, you don't have to be afraid that maybe it was lost a few days ago and the owner never had a chance to be metaharit. Because since there were so many people in Yerushalayim around the time of regal, chances are that anything got lost was found pretty quickly after it got lost. There's a quick turnaround, and we don't have to be chayshah that it was sitting for a few days. So it was mistama lost today. If it was mistama lost today, pashtus, the owner was metari yesterday. So you could use it right away to shecht. B'shloishasr, however, if you find it on the 13th, shaynu matzbil. Then you have to take it back to the mikvah and be tivel again. The reason is, like all good people, maybe the owner procrastinated and he's not going to take it to the mikvah until he has to. So he's not going to. So since on the 13th, he has a whole day till right before Shkir to take it to the mikvah. It's not going to become Torah till tonight anyway. So who said he already took it to the mikvah? Maybe he didn't take it to the mikvah yet, and therefore you have to take it to the mikvah in order to be metaret. Kupitz, if he found this kupitz, which is like a meat cleaver, a big butcher's knife that was primarily used to break bones, so bein bezeh, whether it's found on the 13th or even if it's found on the 14th, shenu matzbil, you have to go and take it back to the mikvah. Now the reason is because on the Korban Pesach you can't break the bones, so there's no reason to be metaret that it should be tar for the 14th, because on the 14th you're not breaking bones anyway. Elamai, you need it on the 15th to break bones of the other korbanos that you're going to bring on Yom Tov. So on for that, you could wait till the 14th to title it, and as long as you take it to the mikvah before Shkia on the 14th, it will have Harav Shemesh on the 14th, and by the time it becomes the 15th, it will be tar. Says the Gemara Moni, who's the Tana of this Mishnah? Ilema Rabbanon, if you're going to say it's the Sheet of the Rabbanon, Maishna Sak in the Matbil, why are we assuming that he was already tivel the knife, a Shechit, the knife, on the 13th, in order that it should be tar on the 14th? The Chazil Pesach, because you could use it to shecht your Korban Pesach. Kupitz Nami, so a Kupitz as well, HaChazil HaChagigah, since according to HaChamim, when you bring a Chagigah, and a Chagigah does not have the halachas according to the Chamim of a Korban Pesach, so Memela, if that's the case, you're allowed to break the bones of a Korban Chagigah. So why shouldn't you need a Tar Kupitz on the 14th to be able to butcher your Korban Chagigah? Elalav the Ben Tema. It must be that the town of this Mishnah is Ben Tema. And according to him, he's makish the Chagigah Yidal to Korban Pesach, and therefore the same way that you cannot break the bones of the Korban Pesach, you cannot break the bones of the Chagigah. And if that's the case, therefore, you don't need the kupitz until the next day, until the 15th. So maybe he didn't take it to the mikveh as of yet. Ushma minoso. From here, we have a raya. Yes, from mishum shvira zatzem, that according to Ben Tema, there is an iser shvira zatzem even in the chagigus yedalit. Says the Gemara, loy no raya, loy lam rabbonon. I can tell you that this mishnah is the rabbonon. And if that's the case, so why can't you assume that the kupitz is tar, that he took it to the mikveh to be able to chop up the chagigah? We're talking that in a case that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. In such a case, we learned in our Mishnah that you don't bring a Chagigas Yadalid. So Memela, there's no reason to assume that the knife is tar. He can't use it to chop bones tonight because there won't be a Chagigah. The Korban Pesach, like we said, you can't break bones. So Memela, there is no reason to assume that he took it to the mikvah on the 13th. Frankly, Gemara, how could you say that? Well, Midik Tani Seifa, It says in the Sefer that Mishnah, that when the 14th falls out on Shabbos, you could use this kupitz to shecht right away, you could assume that it's tar right away, and the reason is, like the Gemara says in Be'er, you're not on a tevil kelim on Shabbos, because a gzer midrabanon, it looks like you're being mistaken, tikun mana. You're fixing the kelim by being mitaret. So if that's the case, even though you don't need the knife to the 15th, since on the 14th you can't tivel it, memelo, we could assume that he tiveled it on the 13th. Uvechamisha also shechev miyad. Another heter is if you find the kupitz on the 15th, so even though on the 14th you found that maybe it didn't as of yet take it to the mikvah, or it didn't as of yet have hair, but on the 15th, he obviously took it to the mikvah already, at least yesterday. And therefore, you could use it on the 15th. Hatter number three, Nimsa Kupitz Kshur Dosakin. If on the 14th you found this Kupitz, this cleaver knife, tied to a regular Shechita knife, Harekasakin. You're not going to assume that the owner tied a tar knife together with a tummy knife. So if you're going to assume that the Shechita knife is tar because he needs it for the 14th, Mistama, if there was a Kupitz attached to it, the same way that it was Tevel already on the 13th, the Sakin, he was probably Tevel the Kupitz. And if that's the case, you could assume the Kupitz to be tar. Bottom line, we see that if you find the Kupitz on a time that Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you could assume that it was Tevel already from the 13th. So how could we say, so if that's the case, Michlal the Reisha, Lava Shabbos is given. You can't say that the Reisha is talking about that the reason why the Kupitz is not assumed to be Tar is because there will be no Chagigah, because if we're talking about Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Because Adarabba, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you do assume it's Tar. It's Masha that in the Reisha, when you don't assume it's Tar, is Dafka when it's not on Shabbos. The Elul says the Gemara, rather, Loilam, again, we're going to say it's the Rabbana, not Ben Tema. And the reason why there's no Chagigah is not because Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, but rather Shavuot B'Merubah, that the group had enough meat without the Chagigah, and like we learned in the Mishnah again, that when it's Merubah, you don't need to bring a Chagigah. Minayadi, Fakimah, how did the owner know on the 13th that he's going to have enough meat in his group, and therefore not need a Chagigah? Like we learned earlier, it's a fluid situation. People could join the group till the last minute. So maybe even though on the 13th, he didn't think that there was a lot of people in his group, maybe by the time it's going to be the 14th, there will be more people in his group, and he's going to end up needing to shecht the Chagigah as well, and he'll need his kupitz. So how can we just assume that he knew that it's Bab Merubah, and he's not going to need his kupitz? The Elul says the Gemara, rather, Shefah Batumah. It was talking about a Pesach of Batumah, and again, when a Pesach is Batumah, we don't either bring a carbon Chagigah. Frankly, Gemara says, Minayadi, on the 13th, at that time, how did he know that the Pesach is going to be brought Batumah, that there won't be a Chagigah together with it? Maybe, it could change any bit. A few more people become tamei, he could push it over the rive. A few people become tar, will go under the rive. So how does he know for sure that the Karban Pesach is going to be on the 13th? How does he know that the Karban Pesach is for sure going to be brought with Tumah, that because of that he wasn't mitaras kupitz, because he assumed that there won't be a Karban Chagigah? Says the Gemara, how did he know? Tarets is the Miss Nasi. The Nasi died, and since the Nasi died, everybody's going to go to the Levi, and everybody's going to be Metame to the Nasi to be Isaac in the Mitzvah. And he already knew that it's going to happen that the Korban Pesach is going to be brought by Tumah. Fractic of the Miss Nasi Amos. When did this Nasi die? He lived the Miss Mishlei Sasser. If he already died on the 13th, or by the 13th, Stak and Lovely. So then, so why is he even titling the knife? If the Karban Pesach is going to be brought Batumah, so then why do you need to be mitar the knife in the first place? How could you just assume, maybe in a Hanami there are some people who are tar and they might be mitar their knives to use it for other karbanis, but you can't just assume that the knife that's found is tar because most people are going to be bringing Batumah. The Elodim is Barbaz, the Teretz is, the Nazi didn't die till the 14th. Therefore, on the 13th, everybody was planning on bringing Batara. If that's the case, so then the original kasha comes back. Maishno sakin de matbil. Why by the sakin do you assume that he was tevled it because he was planning on doing a Batara? If that's the case, maishno kupitz le matbil. So why are you assuming that he wasn't matbil with kupitz? On the 13th, at the time that he would have potentially taken into the mikvah, at that point in time, he was still planning on doing everything b'tahar. So if that's the case, he should have been titled the kupitz as well, according to Rabbanon, who say that when you bring a chagiga, you could use the kupitz to break the bones of the chagiga. Says the Gemara Leitzricha, the case is, the Nasi Geisis B'Shleisha Asar. The Nasi wasn't dead yet on the 13th, but he was a Geisis, he was deathly ill. Therefore, in human psychology, Chazal said, Sakin, the knife, the Chatzveka, that in front of us, there's one suffix if you'll need a Torah knife or not. Maybe the Nasi will still be alive, and the Karban Pesach will be brought b'tahar, you'll need a Torah knife. Maybe the Nasi will die, right, the Tzibur will be tameh, and you won't need a Torah knife. So Matbele, if there's only one suffix, so then he's going to be tameh just in case he needs the Torah knife. Whereas the kupitz, the trei sveiki, that there's two sveikis standing in his way, then he might not need his kupitz. Because number one, maybe will be brought b'tumah. And in as much as it's brought b'tumah, you're not going to bring a korban chagiga. Number two, even if the korban is going to be brought b'tahara, but maybe more people will join his group, like we learned before, people could still join his group till the last minute, and then he won't need a korban chagiga, or people will pull out of his group, and then he won't have enough. He'll have enough meat, and therefore he won't need the korban chagiga because he has enough meat. So when there's already two sveikas, then maybe he's not going to need it. So lo matbulei, so he's going to push it off. He's going to procrastinate, and he's going to say, "I might as well not tivel it today on the 13th misafik because it might not happen. There's a good chance it won't happen. And even if I'm going to end up bringing the korban chagiga tomorrow, so he'll tivel it tomorrow on the 14th, and he won't be able to chop it till the night, till the night of Yom Tov when he already had Erev Shemesh." Tanya says the Gemara. We have a brisa. Yehuda ben Dursai perish. Who Dursai benai? Yehuda ben Dursai. So he and his son Dursai separated themselves. They left the rest of the Chachamim. V'alach liyashalay v'darim, and he moved to the Darim in order that when it comes time for Yom Tov, he won't be oyle regel together with everybody else because he's too far away. Why did he do this? Because Omar, he said, if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, v'yayim lehem liyisrael, and he's going to mon klaiso, he's going to claim from klaiso, v'nei ma lo chigagtem chagiga b'shabbos, why didn't you bring a chagiga even on Shabbos? Meaning he was of the opinion that you bring the chagiga even on Shabbos. The way Rashi understands, we're talking about the chagigas yudalit. He held that you bring the chagigas yudalit even on Shabbos. And since they didn't agree with him, so he didn't want to come to the base of Mikdash and not bring the chagiga. Therefore, he moved away from the rest of the chachamim. So he said, if Eliyahu is going to come and he's going to taina to Klaiso, why didn't you bring the chagiga even on Shabbos? But hey, normally, what are you going to answer back? Timhani, I wonder al shnei gedolei hador about the two gedolei hador Shmai v'Avtalion, shem chachamim gedolim, who are great chachamim, but darshanim gedolim, and they are great darshanim. V'lo yamru lim Yisrael chagiga deicha Shabbos. Why did they never tell Klaiso that the chagiga is deicha Shabbos? Omer Rav. My time at the Bendersoy, where do Bendersoy get this that the Chagiga of Yudalit is Deicha Shabbos? The Chsiv is Avakta Pesach Hashem Lekecho Tzoyin Ubokar. You should check the Karm Pesach for Hashem, Tzoyin Ubokar, from Tzoyin, from sheep, or from Bokar, from cattle. Valoi, Frak the Gemara, how could that be from Tzoyin Ubokar? Valoi in Pesach Elo Hakvosim Amenizim. We know the Karm Pesach cannot come from cattle. It has to be Davchit Tzoyin, it has to be either lambs or goats. Elo tzoin ze pesach boker ze chagiga. Must be that the pasuk is referring to two separate korbanos. V'zavata pesach Hashem lekechot tzoin uboker. You should bring the korban pesach from tzoin, and together with it, you should also bring the korban pesach, the korban chagiga, which could become even from boker. V'amrachmona v'zavata pesach. And the Torah says you have a chiyuv to bring both of them. If that's the case, so then it's a real chiyuv that's kavua leizman, just like the korban pesach is a chiyuv that's kavua leizman. And if that's the case, it should come even on Shabbos. Omer Avashi v'anan time in the Purushim Negev in the Farish. Why are we explaining over here the svara of those who separate themselves from the chachamim? I mean, that's not our mahalach, like we have many times when yachid v'rab mahalach k'rabim. And therefore, the Yachid is not supposed to be machzik and machloik as a geneged rabbim. He's supposed to be mevatel as das to the rabbim once they're machrida halacha, not like them. And we find many times throughout Shas that
Yechidim who are Machzik and Machlekes Keneged Rav, we took action against them, we put them into Chayim. So now these people who are in the wrong, we should go and explain their Shita, let's leave them alone, don't worry about them. Ella Krodok the Reb Nachman, so you want to know what the Emes and Pshar in the Pasuk is? Like Reb Nachman. The Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabba Baravu, Minayin the Moisar Pesach Shekar Shlomim. How do you know when you have a Moisar Pesach, a leftover Pesach? So that could either be like we've discussed before, if you have a Karban Pesach that got lost and you replace it with a different one, so this one never ended up being brought. Or another case could be if, let's say, you separated a lot of money for a Karban Pesach. Let's say you separated $200 because at the time you thought that a sheep cost $200. And the price of sheep went down and you only spent $100 to buy a sheep for a Karban Pesach. So you have now $100 left over. So that money is also called Maisar Pesach. So either way, if you have an extra animal or extra money that's Maisar Pesach, what do you do with it? So we say, Shekar Shlom, it's Bar Shlom. How do you know? Shenever, because it says in the Pasuk, Zav Vachta Pesach Hashem Lekech, Otzeinu Bakar. V'chi Pesach Min HaBakar, Ba'ah, the same question. Could you bring a carbon Pesach from Bakar? V'aloi Ein Pesach Ba'ah, Ela Min HaKvosim, U'min HaYizim. L'chayru, carbon Pesach has to be Dafka from Kvosim and Yizim. Ela must be. What the Torah is saying is that Zavakta Pesach Hashem Lekach Atzeinu Bakar means when you have an extra Pesach, when you have Moshe Pesach, so then you should shecht it as something, as a type of carbon that is, that comes from Atzeinu Bakar. Now what carbon comes, like Rashi explains, across the board, across the spectrum, from all Atzeinu Bakar? There are many carbonas. Most carbonas are limited to a specific min, or a specific age, or a specific gender. Which carbon could come across the board, any type of tzayin, any type of bakar? The only one is a shlomen. So the Torah is saying that when you have a Maisar Pesach, it should come for the, it should become the type of carbon that could come from any type of tzayin, any type of bakar, which means a carbon shlomen. Says the Gemara, Rabbanon, according to the Shita Rabbanon, the Chagiga is not the Cheshav is. So Enechen Nami, we could understand that the Chagigas Yidal is not the Cheshavos because it's not a Choyf like we explained before. But what about the Chagigas Tezvav? Even that's not the Cheshavos. My time is the Cheshavos. Why is that one not the Cheshavos? That's a real Chiyuv. How about the Carbon Tzibur? And since it's a Chiyuv, and the Chiyuv is on every person in the Tzibur, so it should be just like any other Carbon Tzibur, and it should be the Cheshavos. And for the Gemara, Amar Milo, Meshum Rav Yehuda Ben Safra, Amar Krav, because it says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk written in the Parsha of Chag HaSukkos, and the Pasuk says, V'chagoyis emoyis echag l'Hashem, you should celebrate it as a Chagigo, as a Chag for Hashem, Shivas Yabba for 7 days. Meaning 7 days you should bring a Chagigo, B'shana in the year. So Friday Gemara, Shiva, Shmaynav, why on only 7 days of Sukkot you could bring the carbon Chagigah? You should have 8 days. Yom Tiv of Sukkot is 8 days. Because even though Shmini Atzeres regarding certain halachas is a Yom Tiv b'fnei Atzmai, but as far as the carbon Chagigah is concerned, as far as the bringing carbon Chagigah, the Shmini is a custom of the first day, that any one of the 8 days of Sukkot is roi for him to be Eilu Regel and bring his Eilus Riyah and Shalma Chagigah. So why does the Torah only say 7 days? Elamikan, from here we see the Chagigah she'enedoich is a Shabbos, that the Chagigah is not a Shabbos. Therefore, any time you're going to have an 8 day Yontif, by definition, one of those days is going to be Shabbos. So maximum that you could bring your Karban Chagigah is only 7 days, the 7 remaining days. Ki also Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar to the Rabbeisa, he said over that I asked my Rabbeim, why do we say that you can bring the carbon chagiga for 7 days? I could find you cases that it's only 6 days. That the first day of Sukkot is going to fall out to be a Shabbos. So then, by definition, the 8th day is going to also be Shabbos. And if that's the case, if it's not the Shabbos, so there's 2 days that you can't bring the carbon chagiga, the first day and the 8th day. You only have the 6 days in between. So Amar Abaye, said back to him, Oven Tichla, Oven Ra, which is Raven, Tichla, who lost his children, so now Lema Ki HaMilsa, he should say such a pshat that the same way that Rahman al-Tzlan, he didn't have his physical children, so now his Torah also, he's saying things that don't make any sense. Shmaina Loy mishkachas laklal. The reason why the Torah didn't say 7 days, 8 days, it only said 7, is because you'll never have 8 days. The maximum you could ever have is 7 days. Shiva is a Rosh Hashanah, whereas 7 days, that makes sense because most years in a Hanami you will have 7 days. True that when Erev Pesach is the first day of Yom Tov is going to fall out to be on a Shabbos, so then you'll only have 6 days. But since most years you have 7 days, that's why the Torah said 7. But the Torah didn't say 8 because to teach us this halacha that the maximum you'll have is 7, because you'll never have a case of 8, because always you'll have at least one Shabbos, and therefore there will always be one day of Sukkot that will not be there, and the Karmel Chagiga is only brought for 7 days and not 8.